Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Kids are heading back to school, and some of our kids are even starting to drive, and it really starts to make us think about drugs and alcohol and prescription drugs and going to friends' houses and what's in friends' parents' medicine cabinets, and how do you know as a parent? My guests today are Dr. Ronald Santacero. He's board-certified family physician with nearly 40 years of experience in medicine, and his wife, Dr. Sherry Santacero. She's a transpersonal psychotherapist. Love that. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ron and Dr. Sherry. How cool are you two? So let's talk about our kids. Dr. Sherry, I'm starting with you because you're a mom. You are a psychotherapist. Mm-hmm. What should we be first off talking with our children about? What should we start the conversation about with our kids to know kind of what's going on in their lives?
Well, it depends on the age. Most parents wait too late. They think that their child has to be, you know, 12, 13, 14 before they talk. That's too late. That's when kids prefer their friends to talk to. I suggest that people start talking very, very elementary at about 5 years old, simplistically. You know, there are people who take drugs, become addicted. What's that? They get in trouble with drugs. They can't get off of them. You should only take drugs from mommy or daddy or the doctor. Very simple. It's the energy of your voice and the meaning of your words is not as important. I know growing up, of course, we didn't have the availability of these hardcore drugs then, but my parents made us very, very afraid from the time we were little kids. Be careful of drugs. Never take a cigarette from a stranger. It could be marijuana. Really? But I was afraid of it. So I grew up being afraid, and I was told that addiction runs in our family. So that made me afraid. When they get a little bit older, 8, 9 years old, again, you tell them. Somebody might ask you, a good friend may ask you to take a drink of alcohol or to take drugs. Be very, very careful. Never do that. It could ruin your life.
Well, and I think that that's a good point to make is that the if addiction does run in your family, if it's something, you know, to scare the children. But Dr. Ron, I want to go to you for this with marijuana being almost legal all over the place and certainly medical becoming more and more legal. And we know that some of us who did it back in the day, that it can be not necessarily a gateway. So how do we talk to our kids about that? And here's the big cue. Do we tell them about our past drug use to help them with experiences we had or no?
Well, let me answer the first part first. Marijuana is a gateway drug if you have the right biochemistry, or in this case, the wrong biochemistry. We know that addiction is a biochemical abnormality. About 4% of the population has it. So if you're in that 4% that has the lack of a neurotransmitter that makes you prone to addiction and you use marijuana, it will be a gateway to using more potent drugs. We also know that most of the young addicted teens we see started using alcohol at age 9 and 10 and marijuana at age 11 and 12. So as Dr. Sherry said, you want to talk to them early. So is it a gateway drug? If you have the right circumstances, which means there's a history of neglect, abuse, and you have the right biochemistry, yes. To answer the second question, one of the big mistakes we see parents make is they say, I want to have my son smoke his first joint with me so he can see that you can control it. Well, that may be true for the parent, but if the child has that addictive biochemistry, you're just starting them on this path to more potent drugs. So the other interesting thing we found is that the marijuana that was around in the 60s and 70s is probably only about 10% as potent as what we have now.
I have heard that. So we know
the potency of a drug, the addiction rate increases as the potency of the drug increases. So not a good idea. It's really not.
It's not.
That important
okay.
That they know it's important that you do the right thing as a parent.
Okay, so we know now we shouldn't really be telling them, and things are different now. It certainly is different now. So, Dr. Sherry, how do we talk to our kids about what they see in the media? about things like marijuana, and they hear about all of these, you know, stars that are addicted to OxyContin.
Well,
and they...
just to have conversations with them, you know, because if you open up a comfortable dialogue, your child is comfortable telling you things or talking about what we think of as touchy subjects, then if something does happen or they have experimented or they have been approached, they're going to be more comfortable talking to you about it or bringing it up. You can't expect that all of a sudden. And that's why the younger your child is that you begin to open up these dialogues, they're going to become a little more complicated as they get older, then the more comfortable they'll be talking to you and confiding in you. But as far as all the movie stars, they don't always look too happy to me.
No, they really don't.
Really terrible pictures of them. Show them.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Show them how nasty some of them look.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these
mm-hmm.
are short segments, and you guys are great, and I would like to get lots more information, but we only have a couple minutes left. So, Dr. Ron, are there risk factors for addiction if a child is going to, if they smoke pot or if they see their parents drinking? Give us some quick risk factors, and then we're going to look for red flags.
Okay, quick risk factors, history of addiction in the family, history of depression or psychiatric illness in the child, history of low self-esteem, poor parenting. If one of the big common denominators is the breakdown of the family unit today. Kids are being raised by social media. Your kids are visiting pro-drug websites, or they're changing all their friends, or they're starting to have low grade. The one mistake we see parents make is my daughter's a good student, she's not at risk. That's not true. If they have biochemistry that puts them at risk, all children are at risk. So you need to be aware that any changes in their behavior that is just not them, you need to start looking at drug testing.
In Dr. Sherry, in other people's homes, there's medicine cabinets. In our own
yes.
homes, there's medicine cabinets, and people sort of discount the dangers of prescription drugs, which are a huge problem in this country. So
that's
something
how the opiates start.
That is, and that's mm-hmm. something, you know, you can look for signs if you know what to look for pot or for some of these others and the mode of it. But what about prescription drugs? Are there signs we should be looking for?
Well, you know, if your child's friends come into the house and say, oh, can I use your bathroom? That might raise a red flag. I don't keep our grandkids are older now, but we do not even have a medicine cabinet that is usable anymore in our bathrooms. Not that we keep much, but what we do have is in a linen closet. So it's not readily available. And that's what I suggest to parents with kids now to, you know, who are living at home is get that medicine out of the medicine cabinet and put it somewhere else.
Yeah, I will also add that most of the opiate-addicted kids started with a prescription from a family or friend.
Oh, okay. And then in the last little bit here, Dr. Ron, you've got about 20 seconds. Wrap it up for us. Give us your best advice about addiction in our children and drugs and alcohol and all these scary things out there.
Okay, best advice is nobody is immune. Number two, educate the kids, educate the parents, educate the teachers. Start being more of a family. As parents, you are the biggest influence on your child, and you need to watch them. This is not a problem of schools. This is not a problem of the government. This is a family issue, and everybody is prone to this.
That's great information. Thank you so much, both of you, for being with us, because really, truly, it is a big problem. And as parents, we have to talk to our children. We have to communicate with our children. We have to know what they're doing. We have to know who their friends are. We have to look for some of these red flags that could possibly signal that our children have trouble. And you can see more about them at the Sedona Holistic Medical Center. This is Melanie Cole. More great show coming up. Stay well and stay tuned.